Monday night, Chodesh Halvavus, Ur L'Tezayim Kislev, Shar HaTshuva. We're starting page Reish Lamed Gimel. B'nei B'yarki L'cho Achi, my brother, I have explained to you Mechovas HaTshuva. V'gidis L'cho, I have revealed to you Me'ofani Tikkun, how you fix up L'imilui Chodesh Chavavodos Hashem, your lack of, you're not fulfilling your obligations to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Mashi Yishamish Taino Negdecho, which would be a terrible taina against you, and I told you how to fix it up, how to do tshuva. But now you don't have any excuse, but now the shoe's on the other foot. That's a mixed metaphor. But now the problem is, Hashem's going to ask you, why didn't you do tshuva? You're going to say, I was a lost soul. He's going to say, no, you weren't. You could have done tshuva. When Hashem says, "Ha'im lo yodato," didn't you know about tshuva? You went to Rabbi Milner's Uschavis. That's why nobody comes to the shiur. They can say, "No, I never heard of tshuva." What? Madua lo yodato. Why didn't you know about tshuva? Oshel sisu mashel sisu biyadia. Did you do it with the full realization of what you're doing? Umatia tshuvas chol shelo zu. This is very powerful. If you visualize Hashem asking you, and you know, what are you going to answer? Vulnerably, Sovik Nishalim, he says, don't think you're going to sneak in the line and they're going to forget about you. Everybody gets their turn on line. Kivakoras Roa Edro, Mavir Sono Tacha Shifto, Kain Tispor Vasimna, the Sifko Nefesh Kol Choi. You can't escape. You go one by one. That's what we say on Rosh Hashanah. One by one. He doesn't miss anybody. You can't sneak in. You're below 17. You think you're going to sneak in the line. You're not going to be able to. You have to prepare before the test. You have to prepare the answer. But that, here now I have another piece of bad news for you. The answer here, it means the word answer. The answer to Hashem asking you, so what's the matter with you? He's going to be looking at your actions. Actions speak louder than words. We talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. That's his point. So Hashem's going to be looking at your actions. Lo midvareinu. You know, we talk nicely, but rachem al nafshecha. Have mercy on your soul. Kadesh tagi al ratzon elokecha. Kelo yasig es hatov hayom ki yemi shekidmo. You have to do now when you're alive, and you have to do it with alacrity, with zrizus. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Upri imilui hachova. If you delay, you're just going to end up, chas v'shalom, regretting it. V'lochein hokitzo ochi, wake up. Mishinas psayusecha. Or maybe it should be mishinas, from the sleeping of your foolishness. V'chusal nafshecha. You know, people, if they had $1 million, they put it in a safe deposit account, box. You have something that's more precious than $1 million. You have the neshama that Hashem gave you, that's going to exist forever. So you have your neshama. He says, "V'chusal nafshecha, have mercy on your nefesh, ki hi hayokar." That's the most precious thing. B'meshehivkin Hashem biyotcha, of all your possessions and of everything you have, of your seichel and of your brilliance and of your cleverness and of your handsomeness and of your abilities, but the most precious thing you do have, you have, is your soul, your ruchni, your stickle soul. So when are you going to sleep and not take care of the soul, and you're busy all day running around taking care of the goof and worrying about the goof and making sure the goof has enough things, and so that you have to do. That's how Hashem made us. But you're forgetting about the main part of you, the most precious part of you. It's like if someone gives you $1 million in a wallet, you end up watching the wallet. Meanwhile, $1 million is falling out. Ukvar kilisa chayecha, you wasted so much of your life, beritzon yitzricha, doing what you want to do. Kamosha osa evad hara, earlier in the Shar HaTshuva, maybe you will recall, he talked about a bad eved that ran away from the Adon. These are painful thoughts. At least with the remaining time that you have left, work in tandem with the Ratzon Hashem. Ukvoya data, in case I have to remind you, ki hachayim ketzorim, life is short. And of course it might be much shorter than you think, but even in the best of cases, it's short. Vanishar b'lisofing yosek ketzorim, and it's short from the beginning and end to the end, from the beginning of your life to the end of your life. Whenever you're reading these words, it's for sure shorter than that. You're not reading this when you're one day old. So life is short, and whenever you're reading these words, it's even shorter, he says. K'maymer kadmonenu, that's what Chazal tells us in Pirkei Avos. Hayom kotzer, v'amalocha meruba. You know, that's it. V'yem yesh lecha ochi machshava roma v'nechbedes. If you have thoughts, if you put your kochos and your machshavos and your energies into the world that's here today, gone tomorrow, and you forgot about, you neglected what is going to remain after you leave this world, so like, change focus. You're focused on the wrong thing. This is ridiculous. You're focused on a world that's kola. You're focused on the world, that's where you put your energy. If you have any energy left over, so you throw Hashem a bone. Maybe you walk in and you learn a couple of minutes in the shul, in the Beis Medrash. But your focus is the wrong focus, he says. Himlo terome machshavtcha el amokom anichmad v'no v'anale. Mokom shein machshavos olos. A love yordos la'olam. Once you hit a madrega, you don't have to worry about losing your job. You reached the madrega. You were kona that madrega in ruchnius. But tinotzel ba'ol chashari atshuva psuchim al Hashem. Let's go. Wake up. Get to work. As long as the shari tshuva are still open, which they are. Vaslicha efsharis. The Kabbalah's Hamatz Lamatsuya, Hashem will accept your excuses still. You do tshuva. If you do a sincere tshuva and you really want to be shav, Hashem will put up with a lot. That's what he said before. Hashem looks at your ratzon to do tshuva. He looks into the lave. Ka'amro, but you got to be ready to do what you got to do. Ka'amro, dirshu Hashem behimatzo, karu b'yoso karov. Hurry up! One day, you wake up and you won't wake up. You say Chas v'Shalom, but you're going to a better world. But at least be ready for that moment, which is going to come. There's no day that you say, today I know I'm not going to die. Today it's impossible. I can't die today. I have a dentist appointment. Right? You can't say that. There's no day that you... Right? Some people would rather die than go to the dentist. Habitu l'nafshecho mabut haroi l'kamocha. He uses a little modern-day psychology there. He says, oh, it doesn't pass for you to be acting the way you're acting. Come on. You're better than that. How come you're acting this way? I told you, love is very modern. Very modern. Come on, it doesn't pass for you to act this way. You're too good for this. You're too intelligent a person to do such silly things. If you want to work and live in consonance with Hashem's will, I'm not sure what he means by that. In the narrow shar. Maybe it means you have to work on it. It's not simple. You can't just waltz your way through. You have to think about what you're doing. Maybe just like a shar tzar, you have to position yourself to fit. You can't just walk in. So here also, you have to think how you're going to do it. You can't just assume everything's going to work out okay. You have to think, how, like we had in a different shar, in Shar Bitochon, you have to plan. I'm going to come to Shachris from now on time. It's not enough. You have to plan. How are you going to come on time? You're going to set an alarm clock, two alarm clocks, three alarm clocks. You're going to tell somebody to wake you up. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to get up? Why? Why is it going to be different? But right, so you said, so maybe that's what he means by Shar Hatzar, that you have to work on getting in. Asher nichnasu bo asavlonim v'anshei achesed. Below yasiguhu, you don't really connect to Hashem, kim achoshem elov, if you desire it. Hamamarim odov, and you rush to do a mitzvah. K'maymer kadmenenu, eviyaz kanomer, v'kal kanesher, rotz katzvi, v'gibor ko'ari. Last was the son of Vicha Shema Shemayim. But he's extolling here the midah of rushing to do a mitzvah. I think it's because that is reflecting your inner will. That's where you want to be. That's what you really desire. So you rush. V'amrachoset chashti, again, you rush. V'leyes mamati lishmar mitzosecha. If you don't want to do something, your wife tells you to do something, and you don't want to do it. So we all know we delay doing it. You know, we push it off. I couldn't. Like, yeah. 100 excuses. But when you rush to do something, that means you really want to do it. So he's advising us for many reasons, not least among which is the fact that we might not be here when we finally decide to get around to it. But also it's reflective of your desire, your innermost desire. Okay, we'll stop here. I forgot to turn on the tape. Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't.